Ever watched the TV show Ninja Warrior and thought, I wish I could do that, or I could do that? Well, today's your lucky day. Dive into the heart-pounding world of Ninja Warrior training, where agility, strength, and sheer willpower collide. From the origins of this thrilling sport to mastering the art of defying gravity on the course, we're here to guide you through every jump, climb, and swing, ready to transform from a viewer to a contender. Let's get started.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
Imagine combining the dynamic movement and precision of parkour with the underlying grip and upper body strength of rock climbing. That's Ninja Warrior training, a thrilling blend of disciplines that challenges your body to conquer obstacles in ways you've never thought possible. More than just a spectacular sport on television, Ninja Warrior has evolved into a global phenomenon with local leagues igniting the competitive spirit in athletes worldwide. It's about pushing your limits, mastering balance, and harnessing the power within to face each challenge head on. Whether you're drawn to the physical test or the competitive rush, the journey from spectator to warrior is filled with leaps, bounds, and climbs that'll transform your perception of what your body can achieve. As a former Ninja Warrior coach and athlete, I'm here to guide you through the adrenaline-pumping world of Ninja Warrior training. But how did this captivating obstacle course become a worldwide sensation? Let's vault back in time and explore its origins. The journey of Ninja Warrior as a sport is fascinating as the course itself. Its origins are in the Japanese show, which first challenged competitors in 1997. This intense obstacle course quickly captured the imagination of viewers around the world. In the United States, it began with parkour athletes competing for a chance to conquer the original course in Japan. This competition laid the groundwork for what evolved into American Ninja Warrior in 2009. As the show gained momentum, it sparked not only a national fitness craze, but also the birth of local leagues, transforming Ninja Warrior from a television spectacular into a community-driven sport. These leagues have created a different Ninja Warrior experience, allowing athletes outside the limelight of network TV to test what they have against equally daunting obstacles. Today, the legacy of the TV shows and its grassroots competitions across the globe provide the universal appeal of overcoming obstacles, both literally and metaphorically. Embarking on this Ninja Warrior journey is more about just the thrill of competition. It's about camaraderie, preparation, and growth. A lot of it happens behind the scenes. Now, moving on, I'm going to talk more about Ninja Warrior as a sport itself instead of a TV show. The main difference between these leagues and the TV show is, well, the reality TV show aspect of it. To get into the show, a lot of it has to do with your story. Get people invested in your character. A lot of the famous people right now are well known because they have competed for such a long time and they have the undeniable proof that they're good at what they do. So a lot of the insights still have to do with the TV show, but I'm talking more about the sport in general rather than just the TV show. For example, let's talk about competition day and what it takes. Competition day in Ninja Warrior is as much as a mental preparation as much as a physical one. Unlike other sports where athletes know kind of what to expect, a Ninja Warrior competition, no athlete gets to know the course until the day of. Knowing the course only on the day means athlete must be ready to tackle unexpected challenges with a mix of strength, agility, and quick thinking. This demands that competitors be well prepared for many different movements and skills before. Creating a game plan becomes crucial as well. Competitors analyze each obstacle, its rules, to maximize their advantage. Using legs on a grip obstacle, for example, or upper body obstacles, or thinking about the course's time limit to decide when to risk it and when to play it safe. This level of strategic thinking provides an edge, especially for younger athletes, showing that being a smart athlete just as important as being a strong one. With a glimpse into the heart of the competition, you can see how you need to be a very well-rounded athlete. Yes, every athlete will have their specific strengths and styles, but because you don't know what the course is going to be, even if you can guess based on if you're on the TV show, the most common obstacles, or at a local gym because you've been there before, you still need to be well-rounded. So let's shift our focus to the very foundation of Ninja Warrior training, even if you don't have any obstacles at home. Did you know you can train Ninja Warrior with only two things? Think about it. Running, jumping, swinging, and even climbing, these are all the bread and butter of becoming a Ninja Warrior, these basic foundation movements. If you're into parkour, you've got the agility and the know-how to move like a ninja. You understand how to use your body to the fullest, leaping and balancing with ease. But there's a lack of grip strength, something rock climbers know all about. And for rock climbers out there, you've got the grip strength of a champion. But Ninja Warrior is also about flowing through the course, moving with the obstacles, not just clinging on. Mix in some parkour magic to bring that fluidity into your climb. Together, parkour's quick moves and rock climbing's solid grip are the dream team for ninja training. So even if you're practicing in your backyard, you're on the right path with these two things. And I can't stress it enough, it is really that simple. We trained internationally recognized athletes in Ninja Warrior by really focusing on parkour and applying it to these obstacles and training grip with rock climbing. There's no need to overcomplicate it. So let's give some examples on how you can take these and transform it into a traditional workout that you might do, starting with grip strength. Did you know that the average person has difficulties hanging on a bar for 30 seconds, with 1 minute being above average? Ninja athletes in rock climbing expect to be there for at least 2 minutes or more. How can we start adding grip strength to our fitness routines? Doing more hanging exercise will definitely help. Doing pull-ups will increase your pulling strength as well as hanging onto the bars. If you're up for it, towel pull-ups are a staple in ninja training. Do grip and core at the same time with leg raises while you're hanging as well. Two birds with one stone. Fingertip push-ups are another way to work on those smaller ligaments, but be careful because you do not want to push yourself at risk of injury. So be comfortable with the other ones and these ones here by doing 3 sets of 30 seconds of dead hangs on bars. If that's too tough, start with your feet on the floor, using them as little as possible. As you get stronger, increase the time or go onto your fingertips more and more. Working on these exercises will ensure you're ready to hang tough when it matters most. As we talked about, mastering grip is just part of the equation, and it's going to take some time, especially finger strength, because ligaments and muscles are different. If you've watched the TV show, you know that balancing is extremely important as well. It isn't just about standing still, it's about the dynamic control and precision, because you can balance and have to move forward at the same time. Think of walking and balancing on rails. Let's dive into how you can practice your balancing, how crucial it is to ninja training, and beyond, and a way to practice it without needing to practice. Let me explain. Imagine being 2 stories high on a narrow plank, or even daring to traverse a tightrope between buildings. At the heart of this such feat is balance. It's not merely about standing still, but involves dynamic control. Ninja Warrior courses put this to the test with challenges like tightropes, rolling logs, and slender bars. To integrate balance into your routine, start simple. Stand on one leg while brushing your teeth or waiting in line. Challenge yourself further by raising onto your tippy toes or closing your eyes. A simple way outside of working out to train balance. If you're not walking on beams, slack lines, or rails, starting to learn skills such as handstands, getting your body weight squats, or getting to one-legged moves, and doing off-centered movements such as one-arm push-ups contributes to your agility and steadiness. Small changes, big differences. Mastering balance is another one of those aspects in becoming a ninja warrior. Many of the people that I know who worked on balance had a solid foundation because, like I said, waiting in lines, they just balanced on one leg. They're cooking and they're just balancing on one leg while doing everyday tasks. This is a small example of what we mean by making bodyweight mastery as part of your lifestyle, not just a very specific 30-minute window each day. Equally as important to Ninja Warrior training is the synergy between upper and lower body strength. Is it size or how you use it that matters? In Ninja Warrior, it's definitely about how you use them. True ninjas know that it's all about strength and agility, how to move with precision, not just showing off big muscles. This approach focuses on high-intensity, explosive movements that prepare you for the challenges ahead. Remember, it's possible to train strength and gain muscle at the same time. It's about your goal. One simple tweak is changing the tempo of the pushing part of the exercise. Instead of just lifting, attempt to lift as hard as you can. with the same weight, you'll find that the challenge and how much you need to work mentally and physically will improve and be more demanding. This does mean you need to have longer breaks, closer to 3 minutes with fewer reps, and that all changes depending on your goal. During that rest, it gives you a perfect time to either work on different muscles or work on skills. You don't have to do 3 minutes of nothing, just 3 minutes between when you are going to work on that power. As you've seen, becoming a ninja warrior is more about just physical strength, even though it's a big part. It's about embracing a comprehensive approach to training and to competition. Now, we went over more of the traditional fitness side of training. In the future, we'll go over more on the movement elements and skills of training related to ninja warrior and the disciplines associated with it. This is more to give you an idea on how you can start small in what we consider traditional workout that will lead you towards how a ninja warrior would train. With any sport, the sport focus is to train for those sport specific things, which is by doing that sport. This is one way to build up the movement patterns and the strength to get into that at one point. In our journey towards ninja warrior, we've covered a lot of things, such as tips to becoming competition ready, emphasizing agility, strength, and strategy, whether you're hitting local leagues or just boosting your fitness in general. Remember, ninja training is about more than physical challenges. It's about mental resilience and pushing past your limits. Dive deeper into bodyweight training and join a community who are eager to share and learn at awesomeninjafitness.com. Whether you're a beginner or looking to level up, there's always something for everyone in the ninja warrior world. Stay tuned for more insights into the skills and strategies that define a true ninja and bodyweight athlete. Until next time, keep challenging yourself, embrace the journey, and remember, every obstacle overcome is a victory in itself. Let's keep climbing, striving, and unleashing our inner ninja warriors. Stay awesome.